B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, hey. How can we help you, sir?
Man, I need some help.
Okay.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm getting ghosted or not, you know? So I just want to kind of know what's going on with this girl I just met.
All right, well,
and,
tell us.
She's cool, man. Met online and met up for coffee. And then I even went over there on a Sunday, man. I, like, helped her move. You know, I didn't know. It doesn't really sound like a date, but helped her move. You know, I was trying to be a good guy. And then nothing, man. Now I just, like, don't hear from her at all. So I want to know what's up.
You're saying everything on your, as far as your perspective, was fine. Do you think anything you did might have made her look at it differently?
No. I mean, I was like, it was a Sunday. I went over there at like 9 a.m., you know, lifting like a bunch of stuff and like just trying to help her. You know, I barely know her.
That's not really a date. I mean, put it this way. Did you break anything?
No, I almost did.
All right, so that's not. But, what about when you guys hung out, though? Did you do anything when you hung out that might have turned her off?
I don't think so. I had to take, like, a little break, like, at one point. But I don't know. I was, like, asking her out. You know, I tried to go out again, but she didn't even, like, she was kind of, like, avoiding it. You know? I was like, so I want to know what's up.
All right, sir. Well, you sound like a nice guy. So we'll, okay. I believe you because you said so. We'll give her a call for you next. Hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Tommy. He went out with this girl, Beth. They had a great time. Last time he saw her was when he was helping her move.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, he says she's been very... She hasn't completely ghosted him, but, you know, might as well ghost him with the way that she's been responding to him. Like, all signs are they're never going to see each other again. And
That's too bad, though, because helping somebody move is a lot. That's a big deal.
Pebbles, that's a relationship right there.
That is, yeah, not many people volunteer to do that.
I've moved a few times in my life, and I've had friends say to me,
never again.
I gotta be honest. If you move again,
right,
I ain't helping
that's
you.
It.
So, anyway, Tommy, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hang on. We're going to try and call Beth right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Beth?
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
Perfect. Beth, please don't hang up. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. My name's Romero. We have Pebbles here and Melissa. And so we got your number from a guy who likes you and wants to take you out on a date, okay? And we're calling you because we're willing to pay for the date.
What? Wait.
Okay, so
from where?
Okay, so there's this guy that you know. I'm going to tell you his name. You know him. He gave us your phone number because he likes you and he would love to take you out on a date. So the offer that we have, it's a win-win situation for you. Basically, you pick the place that you'd love to go for a date. You pick the date, the time, all that stuff, and we'll pay for everything. And Yeah, for real. That way you and this guy could get to know each other a little bit better. And you know what? If it works out, great. You're welcome. And if it doesn't work out, it didn't cost you anything because you got a free date out of it.
Okay, so who's the secret admirer?
So the funny thing is you actually went out before, and according to him, you had a great time. His name is Tommy.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I am. What's wrong with Tommy?
I don't need another free date. That I got exactly what I needed from him. I knew the first time we went out that was not going to be a thing. But
what do you mean you got exactly what you needed from him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we first went out, he's a big guy. You know, he's like 6'5", and he's probably like 280. And I thought, oh, yeah, man, this man could probably move some stuff. And I just thought, hey, why not get some help? I mean, do you know how much movers cost these days? It's like $2,500 freaking dollars. I can't afford that.
Oh, hey, Beth.
Oh, what's up, Beth? Okay, Beth, I was just about to introduce Beth. So Tommy is on the phone, and he heard what you said.
Are you serious?
Yeah, what's up, Beth? Yeah, that's just using me to do that. That's cool.
Well, I mean,
I thought we had a good time.
He doesn't hang out with me.
We had a good time. I want to go out again with you, but it's all good. I mean, guess you needed a mover or something, some labor. You should have paid me then. Did you pay me?
No.
did she pay you? Did you get anything out of it, Tommy?
Pay me? I didn't even get dome.
Are you kidding me? You got pizza. I bought you pizza. That wasn't enough.
Yeah, pizza's cool. Yeah, all good.
You're acting like you actually helped me move something. You didn't do a thing. It was like 5 minutes after you're there. You lift like 3 or 4 books and you wind up freaking hurting yourself.
I'm not a mover. I have a desk job. That's what I do. I crunch numbers on computers. Like, I don't move encyclopedia racks and freaking shelves of books. Those are 2 books. The freaking, like, a whole IKEA shelf with, like, freaking Bibles and, like, encyclopedias.
What is he talking about?
I don't even move people. Get one of your other little booty calls and some other sucker to do it.
Listen, everybody's moved in now. It's all good. Before all this, it seems like you guys had a good time together. Would you, Beth, be willing to give Tommy an actual date that you don't have to pay for? It's the least you could do for the man.
Hell no.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We don't need another date because I'd probably be like cooking dinner, washing dishes, massaging your feet. So you know what?
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All I'm going to say is listen to the second date update tomorrow morning, 8:10. Because we've had a lot of people that have had sex on a first date, but never, ever, ever, ever like Luke and Amanda. She absolutely, well, I'm just going to say she blank Luke. Listen tomorrow morning. You're going to love it. Get approved, baby.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.